ugly.
Yeah.
Just ugly.
Just.
Okay.
Just plain ugly. If you're ugly, just ugly.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
That's right.
How about an ugly girl or a woman?
Well, you just ugly. But you know what? You don't go by a person saying a person is ugly because you really don't know. You know, they can be ugly and have beautiful ways about them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, looks can deceive anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Really, yeah, you can be the beautiful person in the world and have the nastiest ways and you are ugly.
Yeah.
You know, really, that's true, but you can't go by that. That's a fact. So, that's why I try to tell my grandbaby, I don't ever call nobody ugly, because you don't know. You don't know whether they're ugly or what, because you don't know how their ways are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't mean you meet them at night, and you see that person, don't care how ugly, you know, that disposition that you have, you look beautiful.
Okay, what the? What am I to call a real attractive boy or man? Well, again, it's what, like, you'll be attracted and still have nasty ways, you'll be ugly. But so you still, you know, like I said, looks will deceive you, you know, it really will. I don't care how pretty you are, if you got nasty ways, you are ugly. Really? That's true. So you just can't just look at a person in general and just tell what they are until you meet them.
Uh-huh.
You understand? And, you know,
yeah.
Then you find out.
If they were just ugly on the outside or good looking on the outside.
Well, if they're good looking on the outside, they're nice.
Mm-hmm.
If it's nice looking, then if you're ugly on the outside, you're still ugly. That all things feel, you're still pretty, you know, really.
Uh-huh.
Just by looking at a person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you can't tell by looking. That's a fact. But my mama always said, everything shine that gold ain't gold.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Really, that's the old saying, that's true too. Yeah. Everything good sure ain't gold.
If, what might you call somebody that's kind of a bookish person?
What's that?
Somebody that's, you know, real scholar type, real smart.
Oh, yes. Well, I would say he's good to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
But would you have any word to describe him or a term or anything?
Well, I would say a genius himself. If you know, if you just
okay,
just really.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If, how about if,
because he'll turn out to be one if he keep on, if he keep the ways up, you know.
Yeah.
Reading, you got to read to learn.
Do you distinguish or see any difference between somebody that's just naturally smart and somebody that's always reading books?
Well, I don't know what kind of books you're reading. Well, yeah, that's a dumb good reader. Sure. You just smart, and then you just read. Yeah, this guy over here smart, and you just read, and this other guy trying to get a little bit smarter than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm. You don't have any term or word?
No, not really.
Okay.
And when you read a whole lot, he call you a bookworm. Never saw you around here.
Okay.
But I don't like calling nobody no bookworm. I didn't say, you just trying to get some knowledge, that's all. You know? Really.
Well,
he wants to be teacher's pet.
Okay.
He wants to be teacher's pet.
Did you ever call him something like an apple polisher or a brown
No, I was always, you know, I was coming up to say, I always say that's teacher's pet, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know.
Okay, what, in school, what grades are in grade school, you know, if you say somebody was going?
Kindergarten.
Okay.
You first got to start off with kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on to the first grade, you know.